answer to a question which you may develop while staying on pilgrimage in Vrindavan Dham. The question is, what should I do? You know, in the future, when you, with your life and all. And so in our philosophy, we find that Uddhava glorifies Krishna in a very special way. He says, transcendental poets are actually at a loss of words when it comes to glorify you, oh my dear Lord, adequately, because you appear in two ways to direct the conditioned souls: as the spiritual master from without and as the super soul from within. In this way, in two ways, you guide the conditioned souls, and this is your specific glory. So Prabhupada once spoke about this in a very, I find, found out, a unique way. It's very inspiring. There was one devotee who asked him, Srila Prabhupada, what should I do? He wanted to have a specific instruction what to do with his life. Maybe his next service, or maybe his next location, where he would do the service. Prabhupada, what should I do? And Srila Prabhupada answered in a way only a true acharya can answer. He said, please look in that corner. What do you see in the corner? So this devotee, I believe it was Vishnu Jan, but yeah, I'm not 100% sure. So this devotee looked in the corner. Prabhupada has asked what he would see in the corner. And after looking very intently in the corner, he said, Prabhupada, there's nothing in the corner. I see nothing in the corner. It's an empty corner. Then Prabhupada said, I see dust in the corner. And therefore, and Krishna in the heart lets me see this dust. He shows me the dust. And that means I should go to that corner and clean the dust. With this, Srila Prabhupada had said that in life we should sometimes look very intently and see and look for something, and then the answer will come. The Lord in the heart, when we are sincere and serious and prayerful, asking what are my next steps or what should I do, it's the Lord in the heart who lets you see something, or he who shows you something which then becomes something which you should do. Now if you still have a spiritual master, I mean when he has not left the planet or so, it's always good to reconfirm with the spiritual master, because the two, the guru and the spiritual master, work hand in hand, so to say, to guide and enlighten. But here I really, but sometimes the guru may not be at hand, and we may not know his WhatsApp number, if he at all has a WhatsApp number, and so on. So transcendental poets, who usually are never at a loss of words, are at a loss of words for this miracle, that the Lord also appears in these two ways, not as a guru, but also as the super soul. So look consciously into your life and see what you see. And if you have an inspiration where you feel, this is what the Lord of the heart lets me know, don't hesitate too long. Act upon it and you will soon see wonderful results. How do you like this particular Prabhupada memory? It has something thought-provoking, isn't it? So why don't you make an exercise out of it? Today, you most probably all will go into a bed, unless you are traveling and moving to the Delhi airport and so on. So before this, just have a minute where you say, my dear Lord, I am here in Vrindavan, let me now, I pray to you to give me instruction and inspirations, and you will see, perhaps something comes either immediately or in your dreams, then you might see some particularly instructive dream. Thank you very much for attending this house program, in-house program. We are with Prabhupada here. I wish you a very nice night, and please don't forget what you just heard. No? Try to act upon it. All the best, and Hare Krishna.